I'm talking now with Whitney Tennis, a senior at Yellow Medicine East High School. Hello.
Hi.
Have you been a student at Yellow Medicine East District your whole life, or did you transfer in at some point?
I transferred in my fifth grade year.
Where were you before that?
I was at the Clarkfield Area Charter School.
Okay. Was it a big transition?
I had 5 kids in my class at the charter school when I transferred over here, and when I got here I had about 20, so kind of, because there was a lot of more people to talk to.
When you were a little girl, like first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a nurse.
Is that still the case?
Yes, it is.
So what are your current plans for after high school?
I'm going to be attending Southeast Technical Institute in Sioux Falls, South Dakota to get my LPN, and then the next year I'll be going back to get my RN.
So you've been wanting to be a nurse as long as you can remember, basically.
Yes.
Why? What was it about that that jumped out at you?
Well, when I was 6, my dad was in an accident. He had gotten ran over by a truck, and he was sent to the Mayo Clinic for 9 days, and he had an 80% chance of never walking again, but he is walking now. He had no problems after his surgeries, so that just inspired me to want to be one.
Of all the different areas you could go into in nursing, there are a lot of specialties within that. Like there's working in emergency rooms, or there's working in surgeries, helping physicians that way. Do you see yourself specializing in some way?
I'm not quite sure yet. I think I want to just go and get my degree and then maybe go see what it's like when I do my clinicals and see what area interests me the most.
Have you had a chance to do any job shadowing?
I have my CNA, so I did my clinicals at a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and I did job shadow at a clinic in Granite Falls, but I just shadowed, like, the regular doctors and all their clinical hours.
As a CNA, when you first started working, well, first of all, explain to people what a CNA is.
A CNA is a certified nursing assistant, and they help the elderly with their basic daily chores, and they can help in hospitals and assisted living also, but they're like their caretakers and kind of their friend.
So how long have you been doing that?
I haven't started working as a CNA yet. I just did my clinicals because I had 2 surgeries recently.
Okay.
So
when you have had a chance to actually do job shadowing or clinicals,
mm-hmm.
what has surprised you about it? What were you not expecting?
Well, when I went for the CNA and I was job shadowing for them, I was just really surprised with, like, I knew that they did do a lot, but just how busy they constantly are, and, like, there's always call lights going on because that's the way for the resident to signal if they need something. I was just surprised how many of them would come on and how quick, like, the CNAs would respond to them and how they're always busy. Like, they never really sit down.
So when the call lights come on, what sort of things are people requesting?
Oh, like some might need help to go to the bathroom, or they might need help getting ready for supper, or getting dressed for the day, and just basic things like that.
What sort of school activities are you involved in, like extracurriculars?
I'm involved in tennis, Minnesota Honor Society, prom committee, and I think that's it for, yeah, that's it.
Okay, those are all team activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a bit of a trick question, me asking that, because working as a nurse or as a CNA, you're part of a team. And so how does getting experience working on teams, how is that going to help you in the future?
Well, I was a captain for tennis, so that put me in a leadership role. So I think I would be good in the nursing field if I was ever put into a leadership role, because I know how to deal with people and their personalities.
What do you do in a situation where you've got a team, or supposedly a team, where people are all supposed to be working towards a common goal, but they're not? You have people butting heads or going in 10 different directions. How do you get people coordinated again and back on the same page?
Well, I typically try to separate them and talk to them about their feelings and what they, like, their side of the story is and what they're thinking about. And then I do that for both of the people or multiple people that aren't getting along, and then I try to put them all together and just let them get their feelings out and talk about it and see if we can come up with some sort of solution to fix it all.
What sort of classes in school come easiest to you, and which ones do you have to struggle in more?
My math classes probably come the easiest to me, and that's my favorite subject. And probably the hardest one that I've taken is physics or chemistry.
On the whole, would you say you're more comfortable in classes like math or science where there's a definite answer that you're working towards?
Yes.
Okay. Because the alternative would be something like art or English where there's room for more interpretation.
Yeah, like in my college lit class, it's hard because there's not always a definite answer, and that's what I'm looking for because that's the way my mind's set.
Okay. 10 years from now, when you're at your 10-year reunion and you're seeing classmates you haven't seen in years, what do you think are going to be some of the first memories that come flooding back to you?
Probably some of the first memories would be Powder Puff, my junior and senior year, because that was a really fun time, and then probably being up for homecoming. And probably my tennis wins with my tennis team, because I got second in conference my junior year, and then I got all conference for my junior and senior year, too.
I've heard people say that when they talk about their memories from high school, some of the strongest memories they have are of bus rides going to and from places.
Yeah, that would definitely be a big memory for tennis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one final question. Compared to a school like in the Twin Cities where they have 500 in their graduating classes, would you say that going to a smaller school like Yellow Medicine East is an advantage in some ways or a disadvantage?
I would say that it's an advantage because you get to know your classmates more and it's more personal connections you make. And also, if you need help from your teachers and they don't have that big of a class size, it's easier for them to help you.
What might be some disadvantages?
Probably another reason is because you know everybody, and sometimes that doesn't always work the best. You don't get along with everyone, and then you kind of isolate yourself, too, if you don't match everybody's personality in your grade.
Are you looking forward to getting out into the bigger world?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited for college.
Thank you. Talking with Whitney Tennis, a senior at Yellow Medicine East. Thank you.
Thank you.